going to have a bit of a go here, Ali. Seriously, right. can you turn up on time?
In the morning?
It's really annoying me that you just seem to run late all the time. I mean, let's meet 4:30 and then, you know, one day you're 4:32, 4:42, 4:52, 5:02, and then
you go back. Rubbish. I have never been that late. I was about 4:40 something this morning, but I had to wash my hair. And if I have to wash my hair and sometimes do other things in the morning, well, yeah, I may be a little bit late.
Wash your hair at night.
No, because
towel on your head when you go to sleep.
I don't want to sleep in my washed hair. I want to get up, wash it, be fresh. See, you can't understand that, being a nude nut.
I don't. I know, but it just adds to disorganisation.
Yeah, I know. I apologise.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, I am a little bit. See, I think that I pride myself on logistics. I know how to get places. I'm good with directions. What I don't allow is for the last minute mishap. You know what I mean? Like if all of a sudden these traffic lights aren't working, so there's a bit of a backup. I actually, the other day, I did make Lulu arrive late for her very first rugby sevens.
Oh, what?
I know. What? Rugby sevens training session. We were under the pump. Well, I thought I could fit in sushi and grabbing some training shirt and shorts from one of the shops.
Could have given up the sushi. You didn't need to think about your
tummy. I know that. And the problem was, well, this is even worse, because I bought her a bubble tea because it was so hot. I thought I'll give them a treat. They had a bubble tea and some sushi. By the time we'd driven around, gone to the other shop and got to footy training, we were running about, at least nearly 10 minutes late. And then we pulled up and she goes, I'm busting to go to the toilet.
Oh.
So I had to drive.
The girls take forever.
So I pulled up and then, well, she didn't want to. She said, no, I want to get out. I'm late already. I said, you can't do an hour and a half of training and you're busting to go to the toilet. So pulled up. The people are looking at us, the coaches, the players, and then I've driven off again up the road and pulled into a local tennis club and quickly slipped in there to go to the toilet. So then she was about 15 minutes late. Oh,
you know what?
Sorry,
kids are good at holding it in. Kids are excellent at holding it in.
Well, they are, but an hour and a half and you're busting, all you're going to be doing is thinking about that.
Funny you mentioned busting. My nickname on the soccer team when Dad was coaching, the under-12 soccer team, was Peeing Pete.
Peeing Pete. Did you have to go to the toilet all the time?
Because, well, I thought I couldn't hold it in. Like a puppy dog, you got to sort of water every tree. I think it was because my dad was the coach and he drove me harder that I was actually very nervous. So I just had to, that was the way to relieve my nervous tension. Somehow I had a lot of liquid within me to do it. So hence the name I got.
Peeing Pete. Peeing. So what, were you constantly running off to the toilet or were you just doing it behind a tree so all the boys would see you?
Well, the toilets were far away, so yeah, behind a tree. And of course, all the guys on the team are laughing at me and it's a name that's lived down in infamy. No respect that my dad was the coach. They picked on me something shocking.
How old were you at this time?
Under 12, so...